Nolte, Ben Carson says charges against Trump absurd, embarrassing. By John Nolte on March 20, 2023. Dr. Ben Carson said the idea of arresting and filing charges against former President Donald Trump is absolutely absurd and embarrassing. Carson, who served as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Trump, was interviewed by Newsmax Sunday and did not hold back on the issue. He specifically pointed to Venezuela and how quickly that once idyllic country collapsed under this kind of political corruption. "Look how quickly Venezuela changed," he said. "That is high in my thinking because I've been there several times when it was a wonderful place to visit, with beautiful resorts and hotels." Carson pointed out that the biggest thing that people argued about is whether they were the most beautiful people in the world. But once Venezuela's government became corrupt, Carson said, they went from number one economy in South America to the bottom almost overnight. This is what can happen when you allow these kinds of things. The "these kinds of things" Carson is referring to is the likelihood of George Soros-funded Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg arresting and charging Trump with a campaign finance violation, a misdemeanor charge that in the past has almost always resulted in a fine. Trump is accused of disguising a $130,000 hush money payoff to porn queen Stormy Daniels in 2016 as a campaign expense. However, even if Trump is guilty of this, there's no clear law against it, and other high-profile politicians, including Hillary Clinton, have only received fines for similar allegations. Worse still, the Department of Justice looked into the supposed payoff and chose not to pursue it. Similarly, the Federal Election Commission also didn't pursue it. The idea of arresting a former president who is also the likely Republican nominee to be our next president has never happened in this country. That doesn't mean it shouldn't happen, but if it's going to happen, it shouldn't be over something like, and certainly not something the feckin' Justice Department chose not to pursue. So what we have here is a fascist local district attorney normalizing the act of arresting your political opponents. The precedent, especially based on something this absurd, worries Carson most. He also added this: when you look at all the problems that we have right now with the economy, with almost 200 Americans dying every day from fentanyl, with human trafficking, with crime, the list just goes on and on. This is what you're going to be dealing with. It's absolutely absurd. It's embarrassing. And, you know, I talk to people from other countries all the time. And they're saying, what's happening to your country? It's very hard to watch this, but I'm hoping we're just going to a crazy thing, and maybe we're going to come out. It should also be pointed out that, so far, the only legal action we've seen in this mess resulted in Daniels being ordered to pay $293,000 to Trump. Moreover, her attorney at the time, Michael Avenatti, is currently in prison for fraud. To sum up, even if Trump is guilty of everything alleged, this is still a Soros-funded district attorney abusing his office to arrest a political opponent. Under no condition is this moral or legal, and it will only lead us to a darker and darker place. Meanwhile, the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, and a countless number of violent criminals in New York run around scot-free. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.